escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Under pressure. Boy, are you, okay, Matt Pajeski, board operator extraordinaire. How did you know? How did you know that we're going to talk about stress? How did you know that?
I started getting stressed myself. I could feel it in the room.
No, that's just the light shining off my bald head. That's what that is.
That's what that was.
That's not stress. That's just blinding light is what that is.
Oh, next I can play Blinded by the Light by Manfred Mann.
Blinded by the Light. Yeah, that's a song. I was really young when that song came out, and not just young in name only. Hey, Brad Young sitting in at your service tonight. And Matt, keep that microphone up there, because one of the things I want to mention, of course, if you want to listen to us at all times, you can download the Odyssey app, so you can listen to KMOX anywhere that you go. And also, during Cardinal baseball, I've been listening to 98.7 as I'm driving around town, because it sounds amazing. So make sure that you check that out as well. But the question that I have, and I've got a poll here about stress. Do you think we're under more, are you personally under more stress today than you were, say, a year ago? And not just because you got to put up with my baloney, but taking me out of the equation, generally speaking.
I would say yes. Last year, I was working here. I wasn't full-time yet, though, so I was just working part-time hours. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm under a little more stress as to moving out of the house, finding a place to live, working more than 40 hours a week. That kind of stress, I didn't have all that last year.
Okay, fair enough. Great examples. How about friends of yours? Not that you're the spokesperson for the 20-somethings, but generally speaking, do you find that your friends are under more stress than they used to be?
I think so. In the past year, we've all graduated college, and we're moving up in the world and getting the adult jobs, and again, trying to find our own independent living situations. Of these are like, you know, big decisions that we have to make, and we're all still pretty young. Mm-hmm. It is a lot of stress. So I would say the same thing for my friends.
It is. I know I've got my youngest daughter is a sophomore at Mizzou, and I love it when she tells me, "Dad, I'm an adult now." Because I'm like, wait a minute. Do you pay any of your own bills? No. Who provides every morsel of food that goes in your mouth? I do. Who provides the shelter over your head at night? I do. Do you have to spend, do you have any cares about any of the spending that you have to use or spending money that you need? No. I mean, all those reasons, you're not an adult, okay?
Yeah.
But you're, you know, breaking into that, and I can see where that would certainly be stressful. Well, a poll came out today, and that 3 in 4 Americans would do, and I'm quoting, nearly anything, unquote, to have a single stress-free day. 3/4 of Americans would do nearly anything to have a single stress-free day. Do you think that's a little extreme?
I think so, because you already get 2, and it's called Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, unless these people have some crazy lifestyle that I don't know about, but Saturday and Sunday, that's the whole point of the
that's
weekend.
It's the chill day.
I mean, yeah.
Those are chill days. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what's also interesting in this poll is that 28% of respondents said that they would give up an entire paycheck to have a single stress-free day. And 26% said, and we don't know for what duration, but said they would even give up sex if it meant having a stress-free day. Is everyone taking the stress thing a little too far, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think you'd be under more stress if you found out you didn't have a paycheck for a month.
Exactly.
I don't get that.
Exactly. So the thing that you're giving up is the very thing that should, at least in theory, help reduce your stress.
Yeah.
Ah, this is so frustrating. I just wonder if COVID has anything. We've been stuck in our houses, and you know, I mentioned my daughter. She her senior year, she was in the basement going to school virtually on my laptop computer. So I just wonder if COVID has made us all wonky, so that we're not capable of dealing with the same levels of stress that we used to deal with.
I can see that. You know, we were away from school, away from work for so long. We didn't have to deal with the stress face-to-face or in person. We can kind of just log on online, hop on a Zoom call, and if we were under stress, you couldn't really tell through the phone, you know, through the Zoom camera. You couldn't really
tell.
Now we're back in the office, back at school in person. It's like that reawakening that it's back to normal again.
Right. And like some of the kids in my daughter's senior class, they would literally attend school via Zoom, but they would lie in bed and they would turn the phone on. Have you heard of this?
I mean, I was a little guilty of that myself.
I know, but yeah. So, let me see what the stress is. Oh, I've got to get out of bed in the morning. I can't lay in bed and turn on my camera on my phone and catch a few more Z's and get credit for appearing at class. Oh, I'm very sorry. Oh, my goodness, kids. How are you dealing with the stress? You have to actually get out of bed? How do you handle it all? Oh, I don't know how you get it. I don't know how you do it. But I want to open the phone lines up. And of course, we've got more stories to go through. But are you feeling more stressed today than you were a year ago, 2 years ago? Think about before the pandemic. Do you have more stress today? And if so, why is that? And finally, what I'd really like to know is, what, if anything, would you give up, would you trade or pay to have a stress-free day? 314-436-7900. Call or text. We do have some texts coming in. I've got some folks, one person texted in and said, I'm under more financial stress. Okay, I get that. I fully understand that. But a lot of folks are just under stress because I think they're not coping with the same levels of stress that they used to have, but they're not coping as well now as they were then. What do you think? Phone lines, text lines are open at your service. We're going to take a break, but don't go away.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I have a lot of fun talking to friends of mine who are progressives. I enjoy it. I don't argue. I don't, you know, call names. I never do any of that. Just like I don't do that on the air. But I love it because it's fun. And let me tell you, and I know I must have a perverted sense of fun, but let me give you a great example, and then I've got a story to talk about, and that's this. I've had this conversation dozens of times because people know, listen, they know I'm a conservative, they know I'm on Camel X, so a lot of my left friends like to come up and throw these questions at me. And this is the one that I get over and over and over again. Brad, how can you stand to call yourself a Republican when Donald Trump refuses to concede the election? And so it's a legitimate question, and I let them talk about, you know, the latest story that they've read on Mother Jones or the latest thing that they heard on MSNBC, and they tell me about it. And then I ask a question, because you learn so much more in life by asking questions than you do by engaging in arguments. And so this is the question that I ask. Again, I've done this dozens and dozens of times. My question is this. So you think that if someone denies the legitimacy of the outcome of an election, they must be crazy. Is that what you're telling me? And every time the answer is yes, yes. If you deny the outcome of an election, then you're crazy. And then I followed up with this. So if a person, because you think Donald Trump should not be president again, so because he's questioning the legitimacy of the 2020 election, if someone questions the legitimacy of the outcome of an election, you think that that person should be ineligible for public office. Is that what you think? Yep. Yep. That's exactly what I think, Brad. You nailed it. You understand me. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And then I pop the question, and I actually, this is more of an answer. I say, well, it's interesting because Hillary Clinton denied that 2016 was a legitimate election. Stacey Abrams in Georgia denied that 2018 was a legitimate election and that they should have won and that the election was stolen. So by your very statement, are you telling me then that Hillary Clinton and Stacey Abrams are ineligible for office. They go, oh, then the fireworks start. Okay. I love that. That is so much fun. I got to tell you, I get like excited when I get that question because I know where it's going to go. I know exactly how the conversation's going to go and how it's going to end. And it's fun every single time. But just recently I had someone say, well, Brad, I don't believe you. I don't think that Hillary Clinton ever said that the 2016 election, that it was stolen, that it was illegitimate. I don't think Stacey Abrams ever said that. Why do I bring this up? Because just recently, YouTube, and I say recently, I mean yesterday, YouTube has done what's called demonetize. What does that mean? It means you don't kick them off of YouTube, but you eliminate their ability to make money with ads and clicks on YouTube. That's called demonetizing. So YouTube has demonetized this video that was put together by a former Rolling Stone magazine. You know that bastion of conservatism, Rolling Stone magazine. This guy's name is Matt Taibbi. And he put together, and basically this video, and it's 7 minutes long. So I don't want to play 7 minutes. So I just took 60 seconds or so of this video because this is a collection, an amalgamation of all of these liberals that you know. And on this video clip, and of course, you're only going to hear the audio, but you're going to hear Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the current White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, Rob Reiner, Tom Arnold, among many, many others. Here is how they have categorized the 2016 election.
Stolen.
He's an illegitimate president.
He's an illegitimate president.
You know, pretending to be president.
Why do you think the president is going to such great lengths to essentially prove that he beat you?
Because he didn't.
One third of Clinton supporters say Trump election is not legitimate.
I think he's an illegitimate president that didn't really win.
You are absolutely right.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
The 2016 election was stolen.
Got a nicer way to say that?
Say Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked our election.
Russia hacked our election.
A little louder, please.
Russia hacked our election. That was a 9/11 scale event.
This was a kind of cyber 9/11.
American institutions.
Yes.
Russia hacked our election.
Russia, you know, of course, hacked our election here.
Half of Clinton's voters believe the conspiracy theory that Russia hacked Election Day votes.
We know that they were into voting rolls. Actual interference with the elections themselves. We know it happened.
Despite no credible evidence, 67% of Democrats believe Russia tampered with vote tallies.
Let me set the record straight, all right? Just so there's no confusion where I'm coming from. The 2016 election was legitimate. Donald Trump won under the Electoral College. Hillary Clinton lost. Fast forward 4 years. Joe Biden won the 2020 election. In the Electoral College, Donald Trump lost. Okay. So I'm not being inconsistent here. I'm saying both elections were fair and legitimate. But why is it from the left that only that you can challenge and deny the legitimacy of the 2016 election? And that's fine and dandy and that's acceptable. And it shows your intellectual acumen if you challenge the 2016 election. But oh my goodness. If you have the audacity to repeat the lies about the 2020 election, why you should not be on YouTube. You should be kicked off of social media. You should not be listened to by anyone for any reason in any way, shape, form, or manner. Why is there a difference? To me, it's all the same. If you're denying the outcome of these elections, that's an illegitimate and non-fact-based claim. Whether it's 2016, whether it's 2020, or whether it's 2024, it simply doesn't matter. Scott's been holding for a while. Hey, Scott, welcome to Camo X.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I take issue with the general statement that people are presenting that Donald Trump should not run for re-election because he's challenging election to make him crazy. It's not even that. It doesn't matter what he says. It's his actions. He's a criminal. You know it. It's a fact. He's a criminal. He's got so many investigations going on. This man should not be eligible to run for any public office. And that's the point.
Well, Scott, listen, you're going to think I'm going to disagree with you, and I'm only going to slightly disagree with you. He is certainly an alleged criminal. I will give you that. But he hasn't been convicted of anything. Listen, I never voted for Donald Trump, not once. And I am not, I'm as strong of a conservative as you will ever find. And I'm not a big fan of Donald Trump. But what I don't like is these nonsensical attacks that people make against him. We haven't got the entire January 6th commission that's saying he is not eligible to run for president because he incited a riot, which he did not do, but he incited a riot on January 6th. But at least your position, Scott, is legitimate that he's not qualified to be president, and I can respect that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate the
All right.
feedback.
Thank you for calling in. Appreciate that. Take care. At least Scott articulates a fact-based argument. Donald Trump is not fit to be president. And that's something that you can debate in the sphere of public debate. You can talk about it. You can have a discussion about it. But what I don't like are these arguments that you throw up that are okay. What's the phrase? Good for the goose is good for the gander. So if you're saying that if the 2020 election, if you challenge the legitimacy of the 2020 election, you can't run for president, then why is it that you can do the same in 2016? That is completely nonsensical, and I'm glad that at least Scott recognizes that. Hey, I've got a couple of other stories that I desperately want to get to, but we need to go to a massive profit center break here. So we'll be right back after this on KMOX. Don't go away. I had a caller call in, didn't want to hold and go on the air, but it was Michael from University City. And his point, and I'd like to address it, his point was, well, the difference is, of course, we're talking about denying the outcome of the election. He said the difference is that Hillary, within 2 days, 48 hours, conceded the election. Well, I will grant you that she said that in a speech. But it was after that 48 hours. And you heard her in the audio that I played. And I've got minutes and minutes and minutes and minutes of her saying the same thing in different forums, where she said the election was stolen, that Russians stole the election. And that was after she conceded, so-called conceded the election. So even to this day, she says the election was stolen by Russians to this day. And the current White House press secretary, excuse me, her name is Karine Jean-Pierre. She was confronted about this by Peter Ducey from Fox News recently, because she had posted repeatedly after that 48 hours when Hillary conceded, the current White House press secretary tweeted consistently and repeatedly that Russia stole the election and the outcome was not legitimate and the election outcome was stolen. So I don't think that concession speech by Hillary really proves anything, because her actions and statements following that so-called concession speech shows that in her heart of hearts, she still believed the election was stolen. Now, here's the thing, that my wife was in advertising for more than 20 years. She placed ad buys worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, and she controlled advertising accounts worth millions of dollars a year, just to give you that as a background. And I remember my wife laughing at the notion that a $100,000 buy on Facebook, which is not a lot of ads and doesn't cover a lot of area, that a mere $100,000 ad buy could accomplish anything, much less overthrowing the outcome of a nationwide election. And she was astounded by that, because advertisers spend millions and millions of dollars to try to impact our buying habits and what we do at the store and products and services that we use. But to throw the outcome of the election and look at, here's a better way of looking at it. Look at how much politicians spend on TV advertising. I mean, we're seeing it now. You can't watch local television without seeing just nothing but block to block ads for candidates. And they're spending millions of dollars for those ads. How could a $100,000 ad buy targeted just to folks on Facebook change the outcome of a nationwide election? It's preposterous. It could never happen. In fact, not only could it never happen, it didn't happen. And likewise, there was no grand scheme where software took the election and stole the election from Donald Trump. I know I may be angering some Donald Trump supporters when I say that, but it's true. And I said that literally after January 6th. I said it in November and December of January in 2020 and January 2021 that he lost the election. That's the outcome. It wasn't hoodwinked by the software developer who did the software for the voting machines. It never happened. Now, was there voting irregularities? Of course there were. There's voting irregularities in every election, but it doesn't necessarily change the outcome of the election. And that is what we have to keep in mind. So, again, here's another example. Here's just another quick example. And this is in a different arena, but it's the same idea. You remember a few years ago when Georgia changed their voting law. I believe it was in 2018. And they changed the way they vote. You have to show a voter ID, and you have to be a registered voter, and you can't just register to vote when you show up at the ballot box. And President Biden went out and said, this is outrageous. He wasn't president at the time, but he said, this is outrageous. This is against the law. You can't do that. Called it Jim Crow law and said it would be overturned. And even Major League Baseball, and I talked a lot about this here on Camo X, Major League Baseball decided to punish Georgia by moving the All-Star game from Atlanta to Colorado because they were going to punish Georgia for enacting an unconstitutional law. And I always thought that was ironic because in Atlanta, by keeping the All-Star game in Atlanta, there would be a lot of minority-owned businesses in Atlanta who would have benefited from the All-Star game being in Atlanta. But by moving it to the Denver area, you were really helping a disproportionate number of wealthy white individuals instead of helping lower income minorities if they just would have left it in Atlanta to begin with, which I thought was extremely ironic. But at the end of the day, the courts last week found that the Georgia law was 100% constitutional. And I'm sure you're thinking right now, oh, well, it was probably some Trump-appointed judge who rendered that decision. No, it wasn't. This is what makes it so sweet. It was an Obama appointee who heard the challenge. U.S. District Court Judge Steve Jones, an Obama appointee, found the Georgia voting law to be constitutional. Now, where are the apologies? I'm listening right now for the apologies from Major League Baseball for moving the All-Star game for no reason. Whenever they said, oh, in 2018 or 2019, whenever it was, that law was unconstitutional, where's the apology coming from Major League Baseball? I'm not hearing it. Where's the apology from President Biden who said, oh, this is blatantly unconstitutional. This is a Jim Crow law. Where's the apology coming?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Bye.
I had a caller call in, didn't want to hold and go on the air, but it was Michael from University City. And his point, and I'd like to address it, his point was, well, the difference is, of course, we're talking about denying the outcome of the election. He said the difference is that Hillary, within 2 days, 48 hours, conceded the election. Well, I will grant you that she said that in a speech, but it was after that 48 hours. And you heard her in the audio that I played, and I've got minutes and minutes and minutes and minutes of her saying the same thing in different forums, where she said the election was stolen, that Russians stole the election. And that was after she conceded, so-called conceded the election. So even to this day, she says the election was stolen by Russians, to this day. And the current White House press secretary, excuse me, her name is Karine Jean-Pierre. She was confronted about this by Peter Doocy from Fox News recently, because she had posted repeatedly after that 48 hours when Hillary conceded, the current White House press secretary tweeted consistently and repeatedly that Russia stole the election and the outcome was not legitimate and the election outcome was stolen. So I don't think that concession speech by Hillary really proves anything, because her actions and statements following that so-called concession speech shows that in her heart of hearts, she still believed the election was stolen. Now, here's the thing, that my wife was in advertising for more than 20 years. She placed ad buys worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, and she controlled advertising accounts worth millions of dollars a year, just to give you that as a background. And I remember my wife laughing at the notion that a $100,000 buy on Facebook, which is not a lot of ads and doesn't cover a lot of area, that a mere $100,000 ad buy could accomplish anything, much less overthrowing the outcome of a nationwide election. And she was astounded by that, because advertisers spend millions and millions of dollars to try to impact our buying habits and what we do at the store and products and services that we use. But to throw the outcome of the election and look at, here's a better way of looking at it. Look at how much politicians spend on TV advertising. I mean, we're seeing it now. You can't watch local television without seeing just nothing but block to block ads for candidates. And they're spending millions of dollars for those ads. How could a $100,000 ad buy targeted just to folks on Facebook change the outcome of a nationwide election? It's preposterous. It could never happen. In fact, not only could it never happen, it didn't happen. And likewise, there was no grand scheme where software took the election and stole the election from Donald Trump. I know I may be angering some Donald Trump supporters when I say that, but it's true. And I said that literally after January 6th. I said it in November and December of January in 2020 and January 2021 that he lost the election. That's the outcome. It wasn't hoodwinked by the software developer who did the software for the voting machines. It never happened. Now, was there voting irregularities? Of course there were. There's voting irregularities in every election, but it doesn't necessarily change the outcome of the election. And that is what we have to keep in mind. So, again, here's another example. Here's just another quick example. And this is in a different arena, but it's the same idea. You remember a few years ago when Georgia changed their voting law. I believe it was in 2018. And they changed the way they vote. You have to show a voter ID, and you have to be a registered voter, and you can't just register to vote when you show up at the ballot box. And President Biden went out and said, this is outrageous. He wasn't president at the time, but he said, this is outrageous. This is against the law. You can't do that. Called it Jim Crow law and said it would be overturned. And even Major League Baseball, and I talked a lot about this here on Camo X, Major League Baseball decided to punish Georgia by moving the All-Star game from Atlanta to Colorado because they were going to punish Georgia for enacting an unconstitutional law. And I always thought that was ironic because in Atlanta, by keeping the All-Star game in Atlanta, there would be a lot of minority-owned businesses in Atlanta who would have benefited from the All-Star game being in Atlanta. But by moving it to the Denver area, you were really helping a disproportionate number of wealthy white individuals instead of helping lower income minorities if they just would have left it in Atlanta to begin with, which I thought was extremely ironic. But at the end of the day, the courts last week found that the Georgia law was 100% constitutional. And I'm sure you're thinking right now, oh, well, it was probably some Trump-appointed judge who rendered that decision. No, it wasn't. This is what makes it so sweet. It was an Obama appointee who heard the challenge. U.S. District Court Judge Steve Jones, an Obama appointee, found the Georgia voting law to be constitutional. Now, where are the apologies? I'm listening right now for the apologies from Major League Baseball for moving the All-Star game for no reason. Whenever they said, oh, in 2018 or 2019, whenever it was, that law was unconstitutional, where's the apology coming from Major League Baseball? I'm not hearing it. Where's the apology from President Biden who said, oh, this is blatantly unconstitutional. This is a Jim Crow law. Where's the apology coming from President Biden? Again, I'm not hearing it. Now, I know I played in a lot of bands when I was a kid. I had hair down to my shoulders, and I played in a rock band. And I know right now Matt Bajeski's like, no, this bald lawyer did not play drums in a rock band. No way. But I did, and I got the pictures to prove it. But back then, I did a lot of damage to my hearing. So maybe it's just that I can't hear the Biden administration or Major League Baseball apologizing for mischaracterizing the Georgia law as unconstitutional when in fact it's completely constitutional. Maybe I'm not hearing it. But I don't think that is the case. But to me, I still think that this fits in with the same idea of denying the election. These folks denied the legitimacy of a law because they were trying to push an agenda. And now that the law has been found to be valid, we're just, you know, we're going to forget about that. We're going to move along. Just like our current White House press secretary, who doesn't want to admit that she stated repeatedly on social media, which is there for all the world to see, that the 2016 election was stolen, that the Russians hijacked the election, and that Hillary Clinton should have been president. But now, you know, that's in the past. We just don't want to talk about it. And of course, they don't want to talk about it because they're wrong. Speaking of wrong, now I want to bring back on here with Matt Pajeski. You and I have talked before about this idea of bringing woolly mammoths back to life through genetic engineering, right?
Yep.
And what did I tell you, if you remember, what did I tell you that my biggest concern about that is? You don't remember?
I mean, was it like a Jurassic Park-like scenario?
Well, yeah, it is. But I'm just thinking that the contest, if we ever do this, the contest is going to be which dude from Texas can kill a woolly mammoth and put it on the barbecue grill and eat it, right? Mm-hmm. But doesn't this sound like a bad idea? Because this story just came out today that there's this company called... I'm reaching for the name, Colossal Biosciences, that's working on genetic engineering to bring a woolly mammoth back to life. And their major funder, the entity that's providing them with the most money to develop this science is the CIA.
Oh,
now, just on a visceral level, doesn't it bother you that the CIA is trying to bring woolly mammoths that are extinct back to life?
Yeah. It sounds like the plot for all these movies.
Exactly. That they're going to develop this technology and then they're going to make super soldiers out of it or something. Yeah. I mean, could you see a movie like this?
I hope mammoths aren't carnivorous. I don't think they are. I don't know if the new ones will be, though. Hope not.
Or maybe the CIA is going to develop it so we could have like giant woolly mammoths that could march through battle like battle tanks.
I'd be okay with that. That'd be pretty cool.
You know, smashing tanks. Yeah. Ukrainians could use giant woolly mammoths just to go through and stomp on the fleeing Russian soldiers.
I'd be okay with that.
Now, that would be cool.
Yeah.
But you're so right. That would be the plot of a movie, that the CIA develops this technology and then somehow weaponizes it. And then, of course, it's got to go wrong, right? Because just like in every Jurassic Park movie, we spend so much time figuring out if we could that we don't stop to figure out if we should.
Right.
Said Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah,
exactly. But as soon as I saw that, I thought, you know, I know that I've seen a movie like this on the Sci-Fi Channel, like about 2 a.m. when I can't sleep. And they're really bad. The huge, bad special effects.
They're so fun.
Oh, but they are. And, you know, they just look ridiculous and absurd and kind of like that show La Brea. Have you watched the show La Brea on NBC?
Mm-mm.
I think the plot is that the La Brea tar pits in California collapse and it releases all of these prehistoric animals that are under the ground and they all come up and now it turns modern day Los Angeles into a battleground of formerly extinct creatures.
The next Jurassic Park movie, I'm confident, is going to be a documentary. It's not going to be a fictional movie. It's going to be a documentary.
Documentary. Yeah. This is what we've done.
Yeah.
And this is what we did wrong.
Yeah.
That you're probably not too wrong on that. But you know what? What I'm not wrong about is we have to take a break. I'm not wrong about that. So when we come back, we've got one more segment we're going to go through. 314-436-7900. Would love to hear your thoughts this evening. At your service. Don't go away. We are cruising into the last segment of the show here on At Your Service. Thanks for staying up late with us. We appreciate it and glad you are here. And I'm glad that Art is here. Art's been hanging on the phone during the break. Hey, Art, welcome to KMOX.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it greatly. Listening to the whole thing, I like the part where you said that, Trump has not been convicted of anything. There were many other political people in the political arena that have been charged with many things, have been accused of many things. And we are to the point where our country is, we are innocent until proven guilty.
Exactly.
I like, and that's extremely important. Another thing, and again, I'm not sure if I can talk about this particular movie that is out or has been out. It's called 2000 Mules.
Yes, I actually, I tried to watch it, and I signed up to watch it, and there was some kind of a problem, and I haven't seen it yet, and I've requested it from the library. So I'm very familiar with 2000 Mules. I want full disclosure, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I saw it when it was in the theater. We actually paid, went, and sat down, saw it. It's an interesting version of what went on, or what possibly went on. I'm not going to say it did go on. I wasn't there. I don't know. If what is purported in that movie actually happened, there was enough hijinks that went on that could have changed and completely tainted and done the election in a different manner through the Electoral College. It was in states that were very marginal one way or the other, that were so close that it wasn't funny. That's part of the reason that the laws were changed in Georgia, as you were talking about, in 18, because of what happened in it. When you get a chance, look at the movie. Now, again, Dinesh D'Souza did the movie. I do not know what I saw on the picture, if it was true, if it was not reenacted, if it was not falsified in some way, is disturbing.
Well, and I do want to see it, Art. And I like Dinesh D'Souza. I've read many of his books. I've watched many of his documentaries. I will tell you that, generally speaking, I'm a fan of Dinesh D'Souza. Having said that, I'm an attorney, and I know there have been so many legal challenges. And I tried four cases in the month of September. I was very busy. I was so busy at my day job, I couldn't be here on KMOX. But I'm telling you that to say, if I try to bring in evidence into court that is inadmissible and doesn't meet the standards of authenticity, that evidence is excluded. And I know that the information in 2000 Mules, and I'm not, because I haven't seen it, so I'm not blanketly making the statement, but if that information in that movie were in fact legitimate and verifiable, it would have been brought to court. It would have been introduced as evidence in any of the hundreds of legal challenges following the 2020 election. And it simply was not. And so watching a documentary, I think, is insufficient to determine whether it's legitimate or not until it's used in court where the authenticity of the evidence is challenged.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I completely understand that and agree with you. Now, the only thing, and you'll have to excuse me, my headset went dead, so I was switching over to phone. At the same time, if the election had been tampered with by Russians or anybody else in 2016, you would have thought that there would have been screaming and all that, but there was nothing that was even brought out. With all of the different filmmakers and all that, there was nothing that I ever saw. Now, again, I'm not saying that I watch everything that is out there on PBS and other channels, though I try to be broad in what I do watch.
As do I.
That I never saw anything that was even other than people jumping up and down, some people jumping up and down and screaming, Russian did it, Russia did it, Russia did it. They changed this, they did that. And I also truly believe that our Constitution does not have any mechanism in it, that our founding fathers had no, couldn't even fathom where we are at, where we would be at today, 200 and some odd years ago, when the Constitution and everything was written, that there was no mechanism in there to even approach it from that point.
Well, you're exactly right. And there's going to be a Supreme Court case this term that's going to be dealing with this issue. It's called Moore versus Harper. And in Moore versus Harper, it's going to be argued at the Supreme Court this year. And in that case, it's the court is going to determine whether it's the state legislature or judges or local officials that make the determination as to the voting rules. And that's going to the Supreme Court this year. So we're going to get some clarification from the Supremes on which entity is supposed to decide how our elections are held and how they're processed and how the voting occurs. We're going to get some clarification. But you're right. Your point is the framers did not include any sort of a mechanism for challenging the outcome of an election because, frankly, I agree with you, they didn't envision that any sort of a challenge would ever be necessary.
Well, I'm sure that there's been things from...
Hey, Art, I'm going to have to let you go because we're coming up on a hard break, my friend. But I appreciate you calling in, and thanks for listening to KMOX.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it taking my call tonight. Have a great evening.
You too, sir. This Moore versus Harper, how many times have we heard that judges keep the election, the election booths open for an extra 3 hours to allow voting? All of that's going to be decided by the Supreme Court this year. Hey, we've got lots of stuff coming up in the weeks to come. Hopefully I won't take another 1 month vacation from KMOX. So I should be with you next week, breaking down all of the news of the day, talking about legal issues, constitutional issues, and how they impact you. And stick around. We've got the best of Dave Glover coming up at 10 o'clock here on KMOX. Into the last segment of the show here on At Your Service. Thanks for staying up late with us. We appreciate it and glad you are here. And I'm glad that Art is here. Art's been hanging on the phone during the break. Hey, Art, welcome to KMOX.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it greatly. Listening to the whole thing, I like the part where you said that, Trump has not been convicted of anything. There were many other political people in the political arena that have been charged with many things, have been accused of many things. And we are to the point where our country is, we are innocent until proven guilty.
Exactly.
And that's extremely important. Another thing, and again, I'm not sure if I can talk about this particular movie that is out or has been out. It's called 2000 Mules.
Yes, I actually, I tried to watch it, and I signed up to watch it, and there was some kind of a problem, and I haven't seen it yet, and I've requested it from the library. So I'm very familiar with 2000 Mules. I want full disclosure, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I saw it when it was in the theater. We actually paid, went, and sat down, saw it. It's an interesting version of what went on, or what possibly went on. I'm not going to say it did go on. I wasn't there. I don't know. If what is purported in that movie actually happened, there was enough hijinks that went on that could have changed and completely tainted and done the election in a different manner through the Electoral College. It was in states that were very marginal one way or the other, that were so close that it wasn't funny. That's part of the reason that the laws were changed in Georgia in, as you were talking about, in 18 because of what happened in it. When you get a chance, look at the movie. Now, again, Dinesh D'Souza did the movie. I do not know what I saw on the picture, if it was true, if it was not reenacted, if it was not falsified in some way, is disturbing.
Well, and I do want to see it, Art. And I like Dinesh D'Souza. I've read many of his books. I've watched many of his documentaries. I will tell you that, generally speaking, I'm a fan of Dinesh D'Souza. Having said that, I'm an attorney, and I know there have been so many legal challenges. And I tried 4 cases in the month of September. I was very busy. I was so busy at my day job, I couldn't be here on Camel X. But I'm telling you that to say, if I try to bring in evidence into court that is inadmissible and doesn't meet the standards of authenticity, that evidence is excluded. And I know that the information in 2000 Mules, and I'm not, because I haven't seen it, so I'm not blanketly making the statement, but if that information in that movie were in fact legitimate and verifiable, it would have been brought to court. It would have been introduced as evidence in any of the hundreds of legal challenges following the 2020 election. And it simply was not. And so watching a documentary, I think, is insufficient to determine whether it's legitimate or not until it's used in court where the authenticity of the evidence is challenged.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I completely understand that and agree with you. Now, the only thing my headset went dead, so I was switching over to phone. At the same time, if the election had been tampered with by Russians or anybody else in 2016, you would have thought that there would have been screaming and all that, but there was nothing that was even brought out. With all of the different filmmakers and all that, there was nothing that I ever saw. Now, again, I'm not saying that I watch everything that is out there on PBS and other channels, though I try to be broad in what I do watch.
As do I.
That I never saw anything that was even other than people jumping up and down, some people.
Right.
Jumping up and down and screaming, Russian did it, Russia did it, Russia did it, they changed this, they did that. And I also truly believe that our Constitution does not have any mechanism in it, that our founding fathers had no, couldn't even fathom where we are at, where we would be at today, 200 and some odd years ago, when the Constitution and everything was written, that there was no mechanism in there to even approach it from that point.
Well, you're exactly right. And
maybe
Art, there's going to be a Supreme Court case this term that's going to be dealing with this issue. It's called Moore versus Harper. And in Moore versus Harper, it's going to be argued at the Supreme Court this year. And in that case, it's the court is going to determine whether it's the state legislature or judges or local officials that make the determination as to the voting rules. And that's going to the Supreme Court this year. So we're going to get some clarification from the Supremes on which entity is supposed to decide how our elections are held and how they're processed and how the voting occurs. We're going to get some clarification, but you're right. Your point is the framers did not include any sort of a mechanism for challenging the outcome of an election because, frankly, I agree with you, they didn't envision that any sort of a challenge would ever be necessary.
Well, I'm sure that there's been things from...
Hey, Art, I'm going to have to let you go because we're coming up on a hard break, my friend. But I appreciate
you
calling in, and thanks for listening to Camel X.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking my call tonight. Have a great evening.
You too, sir. This Moore versus Harper how many times have we heard that judges keep the election, the election booths open for an extra 3 hours to allow voting? All of that's going to be decided by the Supreme Court this year. Hey, we've got lots of stuff coming up in the weeks to come. Hopefully, I won't take another 1 month vacation from Camo X. So I should be with you next week, breaking down all of the news of the day, talking about legal issues, constitutional issues, and how they impact you. And stick around. We've got the best of Dave Glover coming up at 10 o'clock here on Camo X.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.